Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really awesome fight. And the bottom line is our business is winning. And we took care of business. Style points were quite ugly, or few, but we got the job done. You know, you just grow when you're faced with adversity like this in a hostile environment and you're not playing great and you find ways to get it done. Man, really proud of the group.
There's a guy that I think had a so-so day, Mike Tomlin. Good and bad. First, I'll go to the positive. Team didn't quit. They're down 16 to nothing against a team that swept the Steelers last year. And the Steelers kept going. And that's a reflection of the coach. The coach gets credit for that. But the process needs to get called into question. There were some things the Steelers did in this game, even though they won the game, that weren't right. When you win, it tends to minimize those things. But if I were Mike Tomlin, one of the constructive devices I would want to use today is, man, let me talk to somebody who can give me some honest feedback on how my team handled time and situation. Did I use my timeouts correctly? Should we have downed the ball, spiked the ball in certain situations? How about our play calling at the goal line? Those things. And I think the Steelers won in spite of a few Tomlin game management decisions. He did not put, from a game management perspective, he did not put his team in the best situation to win. And you want to tell me that's epidemic, that's symptomatic of a lot of NFL coaches? Fine. But I'm not really here to critique what John Harbaugh does or what Andy Reid is doing. Let's talk about our coach. And so I thought Tomlin had a very up and down game. Ultimately, he gets a positive grade because they won and it was a dramatic comeback. But if he makes his team go back and watch film on Mondays and he points out the good and the bad, there's bad with him. And he'll talk tomorrow if he gets asked questions. I know he doesn't like to go retrospective and look back on things, but I think if he's being honest and fair, there are some things about his own performance in this game that he needs to get better at. 412-928-9370. Here's Brandon on the fan. Hi, Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Hello, Brandon. Did you say, is it Brandon or Raymond?
I don't. Whoever you are.
My name's Raymond.
Sorry, Raymond. That's okay.
That's okay. You know what? I actually called in to talk about Mike Tomlin's clock management. And, I mean, I'm the first guy. I mean, I've been killing him for 10 years, as I know a lot of us have. But in my opinion, I have to disagree with you regarding his clock management. Two calls come out in particular, both which I disagreed with at the time, mm-hmm. and ended out working in the Steelers' favor.
Okay.
The first one was when Jacksonville had fourth and a yard, and he declined that penalty.
Yep.
And they ended up getting a sack, and they ended up having the strip sack by T.J. Watt.
Yep. Yep.
And they actually ended up having to punt out of their own end zone. They get the short.
I thought that was an aggressive play, and I liked it. I think that is one of the things. Tomlin, it's specific to this opponent. There's no way he declines that or he accepts that penalty if he's facing Tom Brady or Phillip Rivers or Drew Brees, but he's facing Blake Bortles, so that was the right call. Absolutely. I agree with you.
But statistically speaking, usually
yeah.
you take the fourth in a yard.
I agree, but it was a unique situation.
Yeah. Then the second one, which I don't know if anybody has mentioned, but at about 2:12 when Jacksonville had run the ball.
He's got to take the timeout there.
See, in my opinion, and I'll tell you why it worked out, I agree with you that he should have taken the timeout. But he didn't take the timeout, and when the Steelers were down on the goal line, they still had a timeout left, which left their entire playbook open. That made all the difference in that two-minute drive, that they were sitting on a timeout and could run or pass with 8 seconds left, 13, 14, 22 seconds. They had that timeout, and that left their entire playbook open.
Yeah,
and that
I agree.
They were able to be more aggressive in their play calling and keep Jacksonville back on their heels. If he calls a timeout before the two-minute warning, which he should have done, they don't win that game because I think they run out of time because they don't have a timeout in their pocket and they call the plays differently. And I don't think it ends the way they do
because you think at the goal line Jacksonville doesn't what think that there's a threat for a running play.
It's the play before that he hits AB on. If they don't have a timeout, they don't use the middle of the field for that play to AB.
Okay, I don't agree with that, but if you want to say it was a happy accident that they lucked out, I would say that that's probably a better way of describing it. Here is Joe on 93.7 The Fan. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
Hey.
Hey, I was in the same boat as the last guy as far as the timeout goes. I was with you as far as him calling that beforehand, but I feel like he knew that Jacksonville was going to run that ball the next play anyway, so it really wasn't a matter as far as it was, but it was nice having that timeout left at the end. A minor thing, I want to call in, like you said. I got a text message about 6 minutes ago in the third quarter from my mom saying, "What's going on here, Sonny?" And I didn't respond because I kept thinking to myself, Jacksonville ain't doing nothing really that offensively that scares me. And if Ben could just hit one and get us moving in the right direction, one play. But you know, my whole reason of thinking that was going to happen is because of the type of year I think that Ben Roethlisberger is happening this year, which to me is an MVP caliber type of season.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a feeling that he could ever get us to one, get us that one, that he could lead us to the promised land and take us down the end and win the game for us, which Ben has been doing this for years.
I would put his, and I know that the first touchdown pass to AB happened and he got crushed on that play. He got drilled. I know that happened in the third quarter and not the fourth. But I would put the way he played at the end of this game, I would put that up against anything in his career. I would put it up against anything in terms of like what he had to do, what he needed to do, and who he was doing it against. You look at the record of Jacksonville, you think, well, they're not a good team, but their defense is great. Their defense is tremendous. The reason why they're 3-7 more than anything else is because they have an incompetent offense. You give them an average offense, they're going back to the playoffs this year. So, I think Ben had one of his best games against Carolina statistically. And I think he followed it up with one of his best comebacks. Last three games at Baltimore, Carolina, and yesterday, I think we've seen Ben play one of his smartest games against the Ravens, one of his best overall games against the Panthers, and one of his best comebacks. That's the streak he's on. But this is just the year of the quarterback, you know? He gets kind of lost in the wash because of what Patrick Mahomes is doing and what Drew Brees did again yesterday. Jared Goff in L.A. Those guys. I have a gift for you guys. I love my listeners, and I've got a free massage from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Check out their Black Friday sale on gift cards only, or visit their locations in Upper St. Clair or Cranberry. Caller 5 to 412-928-9370 wins those gift cards. Let me get you fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevy, Route 19 in McMurray. Right now at Sun Chevy, it's model year closeout. Stop by Sun Chevy for big savings on 2018 models. Rain, 40 degrees right now and a low of 35. Coming up next hour, one of the subplots to yesterday's game. The Steelers won without getting much production from the running back position. And so how do we feel about James Conner? And how do we feel about some information that trickled out yesterday regarding the Steelers' interest in persuading Bell to play this year?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.